Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, May 20th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, how much of LA's education funding may be at risk, why more people are dying in their homes, the latest on an order banning homeless encampments, and how to safely reopen places of worship. First, Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed state budget could result in major cuts to education funding for LAUSD. Kyle Stokes has been reporting on this story, and he tells us what he's learned.
Yeah, well, statewide schools are facing something like a 10% cut in their state funding. And for LAUSD, that translates into about a $500 million revenue loss. And in addition to some of the longer term impacts, which I think are still a little bit unclear at this point, like layoffs or program cuts, the more immediate upshot of this funding cut, district officials say, is that if state lawmakers enact what the governor has proposed, school officials would not be able to safely reopen campuses on this fall. And several other urban school districts, including Long Beach Unified, have sent the same message. Certainly, there's some brinksmanship here going on by the districts trying to push back on the governor's cuts, but they also likely face higher expenses if they're going to reopen, things like personal protective gear, maybe more staff to accomplish socially distanced classrooms. That's all expensive.
New data released indicates that home death rates have been higher than in past years. As LAU explains, the spike is alarming, and the reasons aren't so clear.
Yeah, so we got data from the County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office, and what we found was there's been a spike in the number of people dying at home in LA County. So the Coroner's Office saw more than a 50% increase in deaths at home this past April compared to the same time period last year. I spoke with the county's chief medical examiner and coroner, and he told me it's too early to say exactly why the numbers are up because deaths are still under investigation. But he said it could be deaths like drug overdoses maybe happening more at home now instead of at other places. It could also be people are dying at home of COVID-19 or things like heart attacks and strokes because they're too afraid to go to the hospital. But we should be finding out more about why as the data sort of set in the coming months.
A landmark court order that takes effect Friday bans homeless encampments from under and along LA freeways. It also requires the city and county to help find alternative housing for the people who are relocated. Here's Matt Tinoco with the latest on the order and the county's response.
That order from Judge David Carter becomes effective on Friday, but it doesn't mean that police are about to start clearing out homeless camps from under freeways. The order says that the only way that happens is if people living under and around those freeway bridges are first offered an alternative place to sleep. So by now, the city and county of Los Angeles have submitted plans to the court for what those alternatives could be. It could be space at a shelter or a hotel room, but because those are in short supply, it could also mean potentially a tiny home on public land or another safe parking or safe sleeping space. Police estimate that there are more than 3,000 people under overpasses in the city of Los Angeles. Sheltering or finding sleeping space for them seems to be the court's first test.
And finally, one question among many in the religious community is, how will places of worship reopen safely? Matt DeAngelantonio spoke to some people about the potential way forward.
And this discussion sort of stems from a couple of letters, actually. One that the U.S. Justice Department sent Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday, saying that California's reopening protocols potentially discriminate against people's religious faith. And the other being one signed by hundreds of churches pledging to reopen for worship for the last weekend of this month. So it's a discussion that's really going on right now heavily in faith communities across Southern California. And on Air Talk today, we asked local faith leaders to share what it would take to reopen their congregations. And one thing that stuck out among concerns we heard about making sure congregants maintain physical distance and that worship spaces are cleaned and sanitized was the potential for the use of music and particularly singing to change during services. And it's, of course, such an integral part of many different types of worship. We heard from a choral leader in Long Beach who said while he and his fellow musicians have been able to go pre-record the music they'd otherwise perform live, he worries that choral sections in a lot of different congregations might not be able to sing anymore because of the risk of spreading the virus.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.